president was concerned that there have been a number of irregularities, firstly to do with the fact that some voting materials were not delivered in time, and that resulted in some polling centers not opening on the voting day. Also, that results are being announced while some people are voting. That too has been a concern because she felt that that would influence the trend. She also talked about that the unwinning candidates had the more votes than were registered in some particular polling centers. So all these were concerns that she raised, and she asked for the Electoral Commission to do an audit of the whole electoral process.
After an election, it's normally the opposition that complains about irregularities. So the question is, does the president feel that she is losing the vote count?
It's not that she's losing the vote count. Of course, in the vote count, the votes that have so far been counted, it's the other candidates who have taken an early lead, but that does not mean that she's losing. I think you can only say she has lost after all the votes have been counted. But what she was concerned about is that certain things have not been done well, and there was need, for example, to stop the release of the unofficial results while some people are voting.
One account I'm reading is that perhaps she is either second or third in the count according to the results released so far.
Yeah, you see, these are unofficial results, as I've said. We cannot count on them. That's why we are saying, and that's why the president said, why don't we put a stop to the release of these unofficial results? Because some people were voting today, some people were voting yesterday, and yet the results are being announced at the same time. So she found that very illogical.
The opposition leader, Peter Mutharika, is claiming that Malawi police and soldiers were sent to his residence in the capital, Lilongwe, to search for a hacking machine. Is the president aware of this?
I have also just heard it from Professor Mutharika himself, but he always says that the police and the soldiers surrounded his house, not necessarily that they went there to search his house. I don't think they went into the house.
And did they go there to look for a hacking machine, that assuming that he used the machine to hack the results?
She didn't talk about the hacking machine. The only concern that she had was that some monitors for the ruling party, the People's Party, phones were hacked or could not perform as they are supposed to, because that was supposed to make them work more effectively, but they could not communicate. The issue about the soldiers going to the house of the opposition leader, in fact, the soldiers themselves have said that they were doing that for the protection of the opposition leader himself.